Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, this is Terry Raymer from the Kamau Medical Center Diabetes Program with a community comment. Current projections are that 1 in 3 people born after the year 2000 will get diabetes. As a concerned physician in your community, I don't want to wait around to see if that will be true. While there are a lot of opinions and even myths about diabetes, one thing is clear: it could be prevented. The prevention process can start early in life before a child is even born with good prenatal care. Breastfeeding is also protective well into the adult years. How and what we feed our children can also substantially affect risk for diabetes during the course of a lifetime. But even those adults at significant risk for diabetes today can benefit from some simple prevention measures. Simple doesn't always mean easy, but we know from recent studies it can be done. The great thing about diabetes prevention is it's a healthier way to live for every family member, not just those at high risk for developing diabetes. Cutting out low-nutritional, high-calorie drinks like sweetened teas or juice drinks, energy drinks, and sodas is a good start. Eating fewer processed foods and more fresh fruits and vegetables is another simple, although sometimes challenging, measure. It takes a little time and planning, but you can do it. While people at high risk for developing diabetes can benefit from losing a modest amount of weight, about 7 to 10% of their overall weight, eating smaller portions and more healthful meals can help prevent weight gain that may put you at risk for diabetes, even if you don't need to lose weight. Of course, physical activity is another big factor to help prevent diabetes. 30 minutes 5 times a week of aerobic activities like walking, biking, or swimming has been shown to help prevent diabetes for those at high risk, but it is a great health habit for all of us. Find something you like to do with a support network of like-minded friends or family. Build your activities slowly and try not to let small setbacks stop your progress. If you miss a few days, don't beat yourself up. Just get back on track. Never give up. Work with your healthcare team to see if you might be at risk for developing diabetes. They can work with you as an individual to help prevent diabetes and other related problems like heart disease and stroke. The best part is, you'll feel better too. This has been Terry Raymer with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.